And moving on now, the U.S. government is still debating what to do about global warming, but several states have decided to act on their own. Some northeastern governors have announced their own limits on industrial emissions linked to climate change. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Forget Washington, think Albany, Harrisburg, and Trenton. For environmentalists worried about climate change, these state capitals are the places to watch. Brad Campbell is the Environmental Protection Commissioner for the state of New Jersey, one of the 10 northeastern states that's pledged to reduce smokestack emissions of carbon dioxide. That's the greenhouse gas linked to global warming.
Given the failure of leadership on the part of the Bush administration in cleaning up dirty power plants and addressing their pollution, and particularly the failure on the threat of global climate change, it really turns to states to provide the leadership and fill the void.
Campbell acknowledges the states are making an unusual move, given that it's the federal EPA that's in charge of enforcing national regulations on most types of power plant pollution. But carbon dioxide emissions are not federally regulated. For many years, the gas was not considered a pollutant because it doesn't make the air dirty, but it stays in the Earth's atmosphere and traps heat. This contributes to global warming. Erin Crotty directs Environmental Protection in New York. It was her boss, Governor George Pataki, who announced the regional plan to cap carbon dioxide emissions.
Governor Pataki's philosophy on the environment is that you can't have a protected environment without a healthy economy. That in New York, there are a lot of areas of our vast and very diverse state where the natural resources are the very backbone of the economy.
Places like the Catskills and Adirondacks. She says if power plants are forced to reduce their emissions linked with global climate change, her state will be able to protect not only the quality of life in these areas, but also the economy. At the same time, Crotty argues the regional CO2 regulations would give power companies a financial incentive to move away from coal-burning plants that emit lots of carbon dioxide to something cleaner.
We think that it's an economic opportunity. We have a number of clean energy companies here in New York State. The fuel cell companies come to mind, wind energy comes to mind, solar as well. And I know that certainly we want to support those kinds of initiatives in our state.
The White House says it welcomes innovation by the states, but one administration official says new regulations on carbon dioxide emissions are not the way to go. Dave Conover heads the climate change program at the Department of Energy.
We'd be very concerned about a mandatory approach that could stifle growth or cost jobs, and we'd be equally concerned about any approach that would affect the affordability of energy, especially for people on low and fixed incomes.
Governors who've signed their names to this CO2 initiative worry about energy prices too, but they think they have a way to pull it off cheaply. They're eyeing a technique called emissions trading, and it's been used nationally to make substantial cuts in the pollution linked to acid rain. New Jersey's Brad Campbell explains it works by giving each power company permits to emit set levels of CO2. Then companies have a choice. They can either use up their CO2 permits by continuing to emit the gas, or if they reduce their emissions by upgrading their plants or switching to a cleaner fuel, they can sell their unused permits.
For those facilities that choose to reduce their emissions and choose to reduce them beyond a certain point, they will actually have a marketable asset that they can sell to other companies.
The idea, Campbell says, is overall levels of CO2 emissions come down without harming the economy. The northeastern governors plan to announce a final framework plan within a year. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.